Welcome into the Dynasty Big Board, part of the Rookie Big Board Podcast Network. I'm your host, Anthony Correnti, joined by my co-hosts for the evening, Eric Adams and one Matt Hicks. We're NFL mock drafting. How are we feeling, sans Ryan? He ditched us. We called in the big dog.
I don't know how we're supposed to handle the, the promo for the $5 Patreon here. That's not my area of expertise.
It's not going to hit the same.
Matt, that's all you.
Matt, Ryan's been on a heater. So
yes, he's pretty good at it.
Ryan has been on an absolute heater ever since he told me that Pennsylvania was coastal. He's balanced out very well with that. So what I will say is, if you want to get in on the Rookie Big Board resources, the super active Discord, Anthony just started another Devy League patron only. We have personalized advice. We have our rankings. I was working on the draft guide until the minute we hit record tonight. All of that you can get for $5, 15% off now with an annual membership. And that is much, much cheaper than subscribing to a geography learning service. Okay.
we'll teach you
geography and help you win your rookie drafts. I can't see a better value out there.
And like, if you get in quick, maybe you get in this Devy League. Maybe one of you guys can beat me in the Devy League, since none of these guys could beat me in the Devy League last year.
All right.
I have a propensity for making it to the championship and losing to these bastards. So I don't know what to say.
We don't really need to talk about the Devy League.
All right. Well, we are doing a full first round NFL mock draft. There's not a whole lot else to say, right? Let's just get right into it.
It's going to definitely be hinged. Right? It is going to be on the rails, and it is going to be 100% accurate. Yep. I think that's what we should preface this with, and it's what we would do. It's not predictive
what we would do.
But it is 100% accurate.
Yes. Get a magnet, pin it to your fridge, and tell your mother about it.
Yeah, bet the mortgage on it. All right.
Yes.
All right, I'm going first. And then we got Matt second, Eric third, so on and so forth. We'll keep it chalk at the start here. I'm going to take Caleb Williams first overall. Seems like not a whole lot of other directions to go there now that Justin Fields has had his bags packed for him for the price of a conditional fourth round draft selection. So I'll take Caleb 101. And Matt, you're up with the Washington Commanders.
Eric, before I make this Commanders pick, can you please confirm for me which quarterback that you prefer in New England?
Do not care. I've been on this train since early January. I do not care which one is there. They're a Patriot afterwards.
You know,
give me the 1,000-yard rusher or give me the Herbert Allen clone. I don't care.
It's tough for me because I feel like it's a flavor of the month. I feel like now, this month, the cool thing to do is put Jaden Daniels in there. I think it's folks just getting bored with their mock drafts. I love Jaden Daniels. I think the Commanders would be happy with Jaden Daniels, but I'm going to stick with the guy who's been my QB2 all along. I think we're just getting a little prospect fatigue on Drake May. I think the Commanders would love to bring him in there, kind of make him the face of their, new look franchise. So Commanders, second overall, Drake May.
I'm with you. I told them last week, I will believe it when I see it, when the Commanders take Jaden Daniels over Drake May. With that being said, I think New England will be happy to have Jaden Daniels. They need a shot in the arm. This is what these quarterbacks are. I think Jaden would come in and lessen the blow of the fact that they really don't have a lot of good weapons around him. Jaden don't care. Jaden, you don't see anybody open? Run, buddy. Get ready to run.
Might be running a lot.
Might be running a lot.
might be running Rob a lot.
Might not be running at all this year if New England sticks with their plan, but that's what they always say, so we'll see.
I, too, also lean the way that's how it starts, even though we said it's what we would do and not predictive. I still think it's Drake May till it's not.
I know.
It's three quarterbacks, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's 100% those three quarterbacks, and those teams are not moving, whatever Vikings fans want to tell you.
Sorry, is it four Vikings quarterbacks? Fans. Is it four quarterbacks, though?
It could be.
This is when the phones start ringing. Yeah. Right?
Yes. I mean, this is where it will get bing, interesting. Bing.
Hello.
Because Washington doesn't pick up the phone, New England doesn't pick up the phone, right?
No. Probably not. I think New England might pick up the phone, but I think they say, hey, bub, it's for a haul. Like
you want four first round picks in Jordan Addison? Send them over. Yeah, and like, we'll talk.
I think they answer the phone to be polite. That's about it.
The regime got to keep the bridges not burned.
I don't know. Arizona, like I know we talked a little bit about Arizona before we started recording about do they trade out, do they not. I know by the time we get to the draft, it'll be like, feel like a certainty that somebody's trading into four. But for now, I'm taking Marvin Harrison Jr. because I want to think about Marvin Harrison Jr. getting like 180 targets from Kyler in his rookie season. Like just absolutely force-fed. And we get a bona fide stud coming into the league with a bona fide stud's workload right off the bat with a good quarterback. Like it's, we're just speaking it into existence. Marvin Harrison Jr., another guy that, you know, I love Malik Nabers, but we've gotten a lot of the, I think we're getting bored of Marv too. Like I think it's starting to happen.
Yeah.
Kyler was the F it Hopkins is down there somewhere guy, right?
Oh yeah. I think so.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think we can just slide Marvin Harrison Jr. right into that.
That'll work. That will work. All right, Matt, you're up with the Chargers at pick five.
All right. The last point that I just want to make, and I'm stealing this point from Eric pre-show, because I was thinking four would be the spot where Minnesota would be able to trade up to, but the Cardinals have a lot of draft capital. They have four, they have 27, they have 35. They have 66, 71, 90, 104. So that's, you know, seven picks in the first three rounds, three picks in the top 35. I think it would make a lot of sense for them just to stick and pick. But there is no chance, folks, there is no chance that Jim Harbaugh is sitting here and taking Malik Nabers or Roma Dunze or even Brock Bowers, which I would love. The Chargers have to be the team that are going to trade back from this spot. I do think Oakland's going to try. Oakland, I think Las Vegas is going to try. I think Denver's going to try. I think Minnesota is the most motivated team. So I think I'm going to have them come up here. You know, we'll give 11, we'll give 23, we'll give a future one. And, you know, for good measure, we'll say 129. And I'd say that has to get the job done, right, guys? Three first round picks and what's that? A third round pick, a fourth round pick.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
We're not going to get too caught up in the weeds with the trades.
Okay? We're pushing it through.
That's about right. So Minnesota trades up. I think they'd be plenty happy with JJ McCarthy. And quite frankly, you know, from a fantasy perspective, folks, this is ideal as a JJ McCarthy truther from the start. We pair him up with Kevin O'Connell. We pair him up with Jordan Addison, with Justin Jefferson, with TJ Hawkinson. It's the absolute ideal situation. And JJ would just distribute and thrive QB1 ceiling with this. So as much as it would break my heart for the Giants to get sniped like this, it feels like that's going to happen.
It shouldn't break your heart. He would be garbage in New York. I'm going to take Malik Nabers here, which is a thank you to the Vikings saving the Giants from themselves here. They take Malik Nabers. They got to get a weapon in there. They need something, man. Like, I love Jalen Hyatt as much as the next guy, and I love teeny tiny Wandale, but, I mean, the Giants need a bona fide stud at wide receiver. Malik Nabers falls right into their laps here. This is a good landing spot for him too. I think he would command all the target share in New York. I don't really care who's throwing him the ball. Who's their backup? Oh, Drew Lock. There you go, Matt. Yeah. So hey. Drew Lock by week four. There you are.
Can we confirm, would Malik Nabers be the biggest wide receiver in the Giants starting lineup?
I think you put Wandale on top of another wide receiver and he'd still be the bigger. Yeah, no, I'm kidding.
Wandale catching strays.
Although Hyatt and Nabers, I love that. I mean, that's fun. A lovely 1-2 punch.
The best thing for Jalen Hyatt's sophomore year would be Malik Nabers, 100%.
Yeah, definitely.
Get him a guy in there that takes the attention off of him and boom, watch a profit.
And yeah. Malik's a stud. Like,
People will poo poo it. I don't care. Yeah, I don't care. I don't care where Malik Nabers goes. Stud.
Yeah.
End it right there.
All right, seven is the Joe Alt spot for me.
Yeah.
I don't see any way Joe Alt makes it past Bill Callahan as the offensive line coach in Tennessee, with his son Brian being the head coach. Like, they're taking Joe Wall after they just paid Calvin Ridley $1 billion. I know they said, what was that, a month ago, where they were like, oh, all things equal, offensive lineman or guy who scores touchdowns, we want the touchdown score. But like, yeah, you just paid Calvin Ridley $90 million or whatever it was. I don't see any way Joe Alt makes it past seven. So there you go.
You know, Calvin Ridley caught 8 touchdowns last season. That blew my mind.
He had like, people have been disrespectful, honestly, about him. Like, the money was crazy, but the guy didn't play football for pretty much 2 years and then like, had 1,000 yards and 8 touchdowns, and nobody cared. Or everybody said he was inconsistent.
Worst 1,000-yard, 8-touchdown season. He goes to Tennessee with D-Hop now. There's going to be no attention on Calvin Ridley.
Yeah.
Like, that'll be good for him.
It's a good bet to make. All right, moving on.
All right, Falcons at 8.
Oh, boy. Come on now.
Falcons at 8.
This is the most unpredictable pick in the top 10, in my opinion. I don't know what
this is. This a defender? That's a defender, right?
I feel like it feels like a defender pick, if we're being honest.
I think you could, but I mean, I think secondary is their priority. I think it's too early for Terry and Arnold. It feels too early for Quinshon Mitchell. I've seen a lot of Roma Dunze here. I'm going to buck the trend a little bit. Call me a Roma Dunze hater, but I think in this offense, give him Brian Thomas, man. Let Brian Thomas stretch the field, open things up for Drake London, Kyle Pitts underneath. I think he could absolutely cook with Kirk right there. The way that Jefferson was stretching the field for the Vikings, I think you pair him up with a similar target. I like it. I like it.
I actually do quite like the Brian Thomas fit with somebody like Drake London and Pitts there. Like, it's definitely complementary to the pass catchers that they have instead of just stacking guys.
What a stupid receiving core that would be in the best way possible.
It would be awesome. All right, Eric, you have the Bears at pick 9.
I don't, I know this is the popular Odunze spot. I want chaos, so I'm going to take Olufoshanu here. You can slot him on the left. I want to see what happens when Roma Dunze falls to the 10th spot. Just see how far he can go down. Just to check.
I don't know that he makes it past 10. I don't. I don't know. If Rome went top, like, I feel like you usually see him go top 9. So him getting there makes it interesting. But I'm going to let him keep going a little bit. I'm going to let him keep going a little bit.
Oh, don't do that.
I'm going to let him keep going a little bit because this is where Brock Bowers comes off the board.
Oh.
This is the Brock Bowers pick. Right now, it's the Brock Bowers pick. And I know Mike Williams is only a year and they still need wide receiver, but Brock Bowers will be just fine. He'll do just fine there in a win now year for New York. So Brock Bowers at 10. I'm sorry, Matt.
I was really hoping. So the Chargers are up here. Remember, they moved down. And I was really hoping that we would get Brock Bowers there because that's the point that I was willing to pull the trigger on him. I'm going to go for the Chargers here. I'm going to go Fuaga. Put him on the right. Yeah, I'm comfortable with that. Here's the thing, folks. I know you love the idea of a pass catcher going to Los Angeles. Jim Harbaugh does not.
Jim Harbaugh hates you.
he's going to build from the inside out, folks. It's line first, and then maybe down the road we can get some wide receivers involved. But he has at no point prioritized the wide receiver position at any point in his coaching tenure. It's not going to start now. Especially take into account the fact that what did he do as the first thing pretty much when he came in? He got rid of Keenan Allen and Mike Williams. It's not a priority for him. He's made that perfectly clear. He's not going to draft a wide receiver in round one. If we were doing a 2 and 3 round mock, you'd hear me call a wide receiver name for the Chargers, but not right now.
Yeah, Harbaugh got rid of all the wide receivers and signed Gus Edwards. It's the most, it's the most Harbaugh offseason imaginable.
The Harbaugh pipeline, by the way, is just impeccable. The fact that they kept that going with the Gus bus,
crazy. Oh,
it's beautiful.
It really is. All right, Eric, you've got the Broncos at 12.
I'm glad I have the Broncos here.
Yeah.
I want to put an end to something right now.
Okay.
Bo Nix is...
No.
Not going 12, people.
Okay.
You are insane if you think Bo Nix is going 12.
I thought you were going to say...
We can cut that. Like, you could drop back a far way and still get Bo Nix. It's not happening at 12. All right. That's just... wow. That's a heck of a rumor right now. Dallas Turner is still on the board, so I'm just going to take Dallas Turner. This team has so many holes right now. Like, Sean Payton is just... has been a nuclear bomb to this roster. So I will take the pretty much the best player available here. I'll take DT. Well, not DT. I'll take Dallas Turner, not a defensive tackle. That'd be nice if he was a defensive tackle though.
Yeah.
They don't like losers there. Right in this whole process. I mean, that's they miss out big time here.
Yeah. I mean, if Bo Nix is their guy, I guess not. I don't know.
No.
Bo Nix
is not going in the first round.
Okay, you don't think so?
You don't think so?
God, I hope not.
No.
God, do you think a fifth guy is going in the first round?
No.
I don't think somebody should. I think.
Okay, I don't think somebody should either.
In the second round. But
Paxton Lynch went in the first round. Remember that?
Yeah, well, John Elway running a team tells you what that means. So,
I'm just going to throw this out here, guys. I don't think a fifth quarterback goes in the first round. But if it does, I think it's just as likely it's Spencer Rattler as it is Bo Nix.
Oh, I'm so here for
Michael
Penix
as a Spencer Rattler in that list.
I think Rattler should be the one that gets the first round consideration.
Let's
I don't think any team will have the balls to do it though.
So. The NFL loves him. Like
they should
much more than the fantasy community does.
100% should love him.
You love to see it. You love to see Spencer Rattler build his way back up.
Yeah. Really. I hate that I like him now.
I know, right?
Exactly.
I did not expect that. I did not expect that.
Yeah.
The Raiders. This is kind of a gross spot, right? I want a quarterback, but the quarterbacks are gross.
And they already have wide receivers, so you can't take Rome. Rome's just falling.
Yeah, Rome
here.
Is falling. Like, I want to take Rome because he's there.
Do they have wide receivers?
They have Jacoby Myers and Davante Adams. They're pretty good.
You could put Rome out there.
Oh, my God. Stop with the fantasy crap, guys. Jesus Christ. I said to be realistic.
I'm going to take Jared Verse here.
Fair.
We'll go back to back with the edge. I could see Las Vegas liking a heavier edge like him, somebody with power in their hands. Get him in there. That puts New Orleans up at 14. That's you, Matt.
I think New Orleans is in a weird spot here. New Orleans is fairly notorious. I don't know about notorious, but they move back a lot. Do we think this is a spot somebody would move up? You see Roma Dunze falling. I'm looking at Pittsburgh at 20. Even Dallas at 24, I feel like could be interested in moving up to this spot. Is that rational for you guys?
I could see it. I think it's rational to want somebody to leap Indy if they want Rome and Rome falls in this spot. Like, not saying that. I don't know. I see the Colts having a hard time passing on him if he gets to 15, right? Like, I think that's where the fall stops. So I think if somebody else covets him, 14's a logical spot to try and get to. Pittsburgh and Dallas both make sense.
If you don't take Roma Dunze here, he's going to be a Colt. So his fall will end in the next pick if you don't take him here.
So do we get mildly saucy or real saucy? Because I think Dallas at 24.
Honestly, Matt, I don't remember the last time Dallas moved up. I just don't think that's a Dallas thing. That they just don't move.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh could possibly do it.
Pittsburgh doesn't get the Tyler Boyd thing done, right? Like, they have Pickens and anybody?
That's true. They were in on Mike Williams, and they lost out on Mike Williams. So Roma Dunze makes a lot of sense. All right, let's go with Pittsburgh here. We'll give up 20, we'll give up 51, and a third next year. Does that get it done?
Yeah, I think so, probably. I think that's
all fair. Right.
Jump
that's
six
good
spots.
Enough. Yeah, that's good enough for our scenario. So Pittsburgh moves up to 14. They take Roma Dunze, pair him up with George Pickens, and starting quarterback Justin Fields.
Boom.
Ah, a man. I'm glad you said it. All right.
Eric, you're up with the Colts at 15.
What should the Colts? I feel like the Colts really should probably take a tackle, but I don't think the Colts are going to take a tackle. You know what? Nah, this is the time for Terrion Arnold. Yeah, I'll take Terrion Arnold here. They're trying to get Legarius Sneed. I don't. It doesn't sound like it's going to get done now. So I'll take Darren Arnold here.
That's a good pick.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. I have the Seahawks at pick 16.
There is a very Seahawks pick here to make, Ant.
You think?
Yeah. There's who is like just a super athletic type guy. I feel like they like to draft on the line.
Yeah.
Are you picking up what I'm putting down, Eric? I know you're more of a line guy, but
I think I know who you're discussing here. Yeah.
Yeah. It feels like Latu.
It's one of my favorite guys. Yeah, I do love Latu, man.
Makes some sense, right? He's probably pretty clearly the best edge at this point.
Yeah.
I think so.
All right, let's give him to him. Let's give the Seahawks Latu. Hope the medicals are good.
You know who's not going to like that? Braylon Trice. Washington. University of Washington, Braylon Trice.
I mean, they could probably get Trice with their second round pick, double down on it.
I don't think Trice is going to last that long. Trice is going to be a first rounder. Nah, he's going first round.
Well, to be determined. We'll see how the rest of this plays out.
Well, yeah, we'll be the judge of that, won't we? All right, pick 17, the Jaguars. Matt, you're up.
The Jags here. I'm gonna go defense here. I think we'll take Quinyon Mitchell. You guys know I love some action. We'll get a Toledo corner off the board here at 17.
A Toledo corner in round one. You'll love to see it.
Yes.
All right, Eric, you got the Bengals with pick 18.
Look at what Cincinnati does here. By the way, I think the chances of I'm not going to take a wide receiver here, but I think the chances of Cincinnati taking a wide receiver is a little bit greater than people are expecting right now.
Oh yeah,
I would not be stunned if they decided to go wide receiver.
Who's the top wide receivers left?
I don't want to say because I have a move in mind coming up. I'll let you find that out on your own.
Worthy, Mitchell, Franklin, Coleman. I don't know if any of those are great fits for the Bengals.
Oh, God.
I don't know. Oh, okay. This is the guy I'm going to take here. I'm going to take Graham Barton from Duke.
Wow.
He's an interior lineman. This guy has five position flexibility. He destroyed Jared Verse. This is the only guy that I saw like actually put Jared Verse in hell. He's not a tackle. He'll play on the interior, but I mean, in a pinch, he could play tackle. They have Orlando Brown and now Trent Brown at tackle, so they're likely to miss games. You need him in a pinch, he could play tackle. So think Joe Tooney here. That's Graham Barton. He's a stud.
I like it. That gives me the Rams, right?
Rams at 19.
Okay, 19, I'm up with the Rams. Is there an Aaron Donald in the house?
There's a good D tackle class, though.
Yeah, it is a good D tackle class.
They haven't picked in the first round since they drafted Jared Goff, guys. That's a real stat.
I was about to say, I'm like, it's been a while.
So do they just trade out of the first? It would be crazy. The funniest move.
Well, I do have a team that wants to come up.
Who wants to come
from
up?
From the second round.
Who is it?
To get to draft Spencer Rattler?
Nope.
to take round one Rattler.
I would like it if the Patriots came up to 19 here.
For
it's
who?
A move that I am projecting that they think they really should do. My goal is to hopefully have it be Brian Thomas, but Matt took him at 8, so that's not happening. But there's still a guy that I think – the guy that I would have them come up here is Adonai Mitchell. I think if you get a Jaden Daniels or Drake May at 3, I think they're really trying to solve wide receiver one here. So you trade 34, you trade whatever their third round pick, I guess, is.
Let's see. Hold on.
Just make it happen. Yeah. And that's what the trade will be.
Yeah, let's look at what we got here.
19 for 34.
68. And we'll say a round two next year, too. You can take that.
I think that gets it done.
Yeah, that would definitely get it done.
Yeah, all right. Push it through.
Look at this.
Pats are on the clock. We give them AD Mitchell. You love to see it, but you also hate to see it because it's the Pats.
Specifically, they need an X. I think Adonai Mitchell's a good X for Jaden Daniels. I really think this is a move people should really be looking at. They're picking at 34. you know, it'll be like tackle or wide receiver with whatever that pick is, depending on who's there at the end of the draft or at the end of round one. They're a major trade up candidate. People keep loving, like, oh, Elliot Wolf, he's come from the Packers. They might trade back. I think he could go the other way at the end of the first. So I'm just putting it out there on March 19th that I think that is a possibility.
I like it.
I like it.
All right, Matt. So this is the spot where New Orleans traded down to pick 20.
Yeah. Can I just point out that I've successfully traded down with myself twice unintentionally, not doing the math out. I'm pretty proud about that. Saints are on the clock here. You know, I'm going to go, what does the wide receivers look like at this point?
We got
still Xavier Worthy if you want to ruin him.
Well, my favorite wide receiver on the board is Troy Franklin, but he's kind of just a Chris Olave like.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't know that would be a great fit. Xavier Worthy, I think, is an option here. But again, I don't love the fit, especially for fantasy. I'm tempted by Byron Murphy, but let's look at how are we at tackle? I feel like the tackles have held in pretty well.
Yeah, we got
that. I hear Trevor Penning's not great. Who could have called that?
What'd you say?
I hear Trevor Penning is apparently not really working well for them.
Yeah, shocked. Let's go Fontenot. We'll go Troy Fontenot for him.
All right.
You trade back and get a tackle in this class. I think you got to be pretty pleased with that.
Yeah, yep. For sure. All right, Eric, you're up with the Dolphins at 21.
Big body. We need to replace Christian Wilkins. I'm going to take Johnny Newton here. Trezon.
All right. Nice and easy.
Yep.
All right. The Eagles at pick 22. I think that I love how you look at the Eagles and every year it says they need a linebacker. And like every year people think this is the year they're going to take a linebacker in the first round. Also not happening.
Nope.
I'm going to take Cooper DeJean here.
Yeah.
That's
feels the most like, Philly pick ever.
Yeah, it feels like a Philly pick. It really does. Cooper DeJean, corner out of Iowa to the Eagles at 22. All right, so Matt, you're up at 23. This is where this is
Chargers still, right? Yeah.
I did it again.
He did it again.
I traded down with myself. I do think the Chargers at 23 would entertain trading down again. I don't know that the draft fell.
Matt, can we just have a little fun and put a wide receiver here? Just a little bit.
Who would you put?
Because Troy, anyone, they don't have anyone.
You're not putting Troy here.
Pick your poison, bud. You're like, literally.
Wow, the Josh Palmer slander.
I
was going to give him a center.
That doesn't compute to me. Yeah. Get out of here, man. Come on. What are you doing to Justin Herbert?
Blake Corum.
Blake Corum at 23.
Justin Herbert, they would announce that pick, and Justin Herbert, before the next pick, would request a trade.
It's Harbaugh's world. We're just living in it.
Yes. All right. Against my better judgment, I'm going to oblige Eric, and I'm only going to do it because Troy Franklin in the baby blues would just look immaculate. Look great.
Too clean.
It's the only reason I'm doing it. Oh, man. What a glorious selection that would be.
I love that. I love it. All right.
Eric, you got the Dallas Cowboys at 24.
You can bet your bottom dollar Dallas is going O-line here. It's between JPJ and which the litany of right tackles. I'm going to take J.C. Latham just because he's on the board. He's going to go way higher than this. So if he's there for Dallas, they slot him on the right. And, of course, Dallas just gets another embarrassment of riches at O-line. So we'll take J.C. Latham there.
Okay, I could see the O-line run keep going here in Green Bay at 25. And I'm going to go with Amarius Mims. I think Amarius Mims is going round one, probably higher than this. Someone's going to love the way that big fellow moves. I think Mims goes round one, probably earlier than this, so I'll take him here. All right, Matt, you're up 26 with the Buccaneers. Baker's Bucks.
I don't love the way this draft fell for the Bucks. I feel like this is a situation... I was going to say where you just take best available, but I don't even know if that fits their needs.
Well,
I mean, trade back candidate for sure, but I feel like we've done that already. I don't even know, guys. Help me out here. I mean, would you just go Byron Murphy? Would you go Chop Robinson? Go to the edge, maybe?
Yeah, like I can always see Bowles taking a D lineman or an edge player. You know, like
right.
That's the thing for me. So I guess it's I could see them taking Byron Murphy.
It just feels just like he's fallen too far. Yeah,
like how could he? We can't believe he fell to us. Kind of pick.
Yeah, yeah, we'll take Murphy.
All right.
You'll find a spot to get a good player in.
Yeah. All right, Eric, you're up at 27 with the Arizona Cardinals, who have already selected Marvin Harrison Jr. in this draft. So
they get the offensive side.
Do it, Eric.
Do you want me to double up? Is that what you're saying to do?
Oh, you know who to pick.
I know
who to pick here.
Trust me, I want to so badly, but I will not do it. Don't worry, Buffalo's next. I'm sure one of you is taking Buffalo's wide receiver. Arizona, I just want to do this to prove a point. I'm going to say Braden Feist. That guy's a first-round pick. That guy's such a slam dunk first-round pick, and he should go in the first round. He's a deep tackle.
Yeah, big fast. Big,
anybody not knowing Braden Feist, he's a deep tackle.
Big, fast defensive tackles often go round one.
Yes.
All right, I got the Bills, huh?
You should do. Let's
give them someone bad. They're taking a wide receiver, right?
Do it.
They're taking a wide receiver.
Yeah.
They're taking Xavier Worthy.
Yeah.
They're taking Xavier Worthy.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a scary proposition. That's a horrifying proposition.
That's nice.
I was wondering if we were going to be able to shoehorn Xavier Worthy to the Dolphins just like, you know, triple down on just elite speed at wide receiver.
You know, yeah.
Now they need a wide receiver, and yeah, the fastest wide receiver who's ever run at the combine is going in round one. So,
yes.
All right, that's the Lions up at 29. That's you, Matt.
I'm sorry, I was a little distracted just thinking about Josh Allen chucking bombs to Xavier Worthy.
He's going to throw so many just heat check YOLO balls down there. Just like, he's fast, man. I can't wait.
You know what the best part is? Like the, you know, how Josh, you know, Allen throws an errant pass every like four or five passes, right? He won't even care because he's been catching balls from Quinn Ewers. So my man is used to it.
Quinn caught a strike.
All right. I'm going to give you guys three options here. The Giants, the Broncos, or the Raiders. I want you to pick it.
The Giants,
who's doing
the Broncos, or the Raiders.
I kind of want it to be the Giants because you're taking a quarterback here and I'm interested.
I'm getting
so
it'll
be the Giants. Yeah.
All right, let's make it the Giants. Let's make it the Giants.
I thought that's what you guys, I think the most likely team is the Raiders.
I think that the most likely is the Raiders, but the Giants.
All right, let's go likely. Let's go with the Raiders.
All right.
No, you'll feel better about it too. Once I tell you the pick, it's a fit.
No, I know. I think I know.
All right.
Yeah.
So
you know, the pick,
they're coming up for 29. They're giving up.
We'll do 44. We'll do 77 and a three.
Next year's three.
Next year's three?
Yeah, probably. Right?
Yeah. Toss in a five if you want. It's all good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck, Vegas. We're trading away all your future picks.
Listen,
all right, Vegas comes up.
It's a little irresponsible. It's a little reckless. I don't know if I would do this, you know, but let's have some fun with it. Spencer Rattler, man, at 29.
Let's go.
Couldn't you see him in the black and silver, dude?
Oh,
he would rock it. I mean, he could be, he just fits the franchise, you know, new head coach official. You can't, I mean, we love Gardner Minshew, but he can't be the only option here. Also, can we talk about Gardner Minshew and Spencer Rattler in the same locker room?
Oh,
electric.
Yeah. Can we get that on Netflix?
Yeah. That's what I need to see. All right. But yeah, Las Vegas at 29, moving up to take Spencer Rattler. That's a fun pick.
All right, I dig it. That puts Baltimore at 30 up. Eric, that's you.
So Baltimore's one of these teams that's going to take the best player available here. As much as I think that you guys are going to want me to take wide receiver, I'm not taking wide receiver here. I told Ryan, I'm going to stick with it. Kingsley Suamataie, he is more of a left tackle, but I really think he could play right tackle. And even if he can't play right tackle, well, Ronnie Stanley, buddy, you're on your last legs. So this guy, you plug him into Baltimore's run scheme and he will dominate. That is the ultimate best player available. Just the rich getting richer type move for Baltimore.
All right. That gives me San Fran at 31. I'm tempted by wide receiver here. I don't know. The Brandon Ayuk thing is starting to feel a little more, you know, antsy. Like something could happen there.
Until they trade him.
Exactly. We're going to speculate. Until they trade him, they haven't traded him.
Or extend him. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to take Jackson Powers Johnson here. Just kind of another, I think they'll want somebody on the O-line. Best center in the draft. Don't think he's making it out of round one. So,
and Matt, do the right thing here.
Matt, you've got
to do the right thing here, and you know exactly the player that I want you to take here. Do the right thing. Because this would just be fireworks amongst the fantasy community. 32. You have a layup here, Matt. Don't mess it up. Don't miss it.
Oh, I think I know who Eric wants me to take.
It's got to be the pick here. Because this would just imagine the conversations amongst the analytics community and the film community. This would be pure chaos if they took him here.
Oh, so you're going for the controversial pick. That's what I was going to go for.
I want the most controversial pick possible here. And I know, dude, there's one guy here.
You want the chaos. On the board. Yeah. We'll take Keon Coleman.
Oh my God. You suck, man. You suck so much. That was the layup to put Xavier Legette in Kansas City.
Oh,
just to set the world on fire. Instead, you take a bust. That's typical.
A bust.
I think Keon Coleman would set the world on fire there.
He really wouldn't.
No. I'm saying chaos. Like, he would cause fantasy chaos if he went at 32.
I think it would swing him wildly, where people don't really care about him right now. And he'd be going round one in rookie drafts.
You had a golden opportunity.
Look at this 100% accurate mock draft. This is amazing.
I'm mostly ashamed that we didn't get Ladd McConkey in there.
That's who I thought Eric was going for. He wanted me to take Ladd.
I was going to until he
swayed me in the chaos direction.
I want everyone to take a look at this, though. All right. First of all, no, it's not correct. Take a look at this, and this is heavily fantasy influenced. I need you to look at these 32 picks and realize that guy that you think won't be there in second round will be there in the second round. It's inevitable, okay?
Oh.
Xavier Legette will fall. If Keon Coleman doesn't go 32, he will fall. These guys will fall to the second round. Ladd McConkey, Ricky Pearsall, you know, Roman Wilson. These guys are going to fall into day two. Day two is going to be incredible. This is going to be probably the most incredible day two we've seen in the last 5 years.
And this was with us taking 8 round one receivers.
Yeah.
And I agree with Eric's main point here. Day two is going to be fantastic. Don't get scared off by day two draft capital. But we were fairly responsible. We took a lot of tackles here. We took defensive backs. We took D-line.
Yeah. Is there
anybody? I feel like we were relatively responsible.
No running backs, no shock. No,
I mean, Spencer Rattler was irresponsible.
But the Raiders are irresponsible.
but the Raiders are irresponsible.
Sometimes the shoe fits.
Yeah. There's going to be more tackles than what we took. Like, I think Jordan Morgan goes round one. I think
Tyler Guyton goes round one.
Guyton, Pat Paul probably goes round one.
Guyton was my other choice there at 32.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a very strong tackle and wide receiver draft class. And when you combine that with the fact that there's going to be at least 4 quarterbacks in the first round, there's going to be at least probably 2 corners. Some of these, and then we didn't even get into edge. We didn't even get into defensive line. So good player. There's going to be really good players available at the top of the second round. It's just a stunning draft class. All the people who like to poo-poo the draft classes when we finally, like, we talk about it a year ahead of time, and then we finally get there, and all the people are like, oh, you said it was going to be so good. Yeah, you people are quiet right now, because this is actually the draft class that's like, this is a stud class. There's depth everywhere at premier positions. So yeah. Makes for a fun time come April 25th and 6th and 7th. Can't wait.
This was fun.
This was fun.
Mocks are always fun.
And yeah, they are, especially when they're right. Like, so shout out us.
You know where a lot of mock drafts happen?
Yeah, I don't know. Can you tell me?
In the Rookie Big Board Discord.
Hello.
You got to get in there.
You don't want to miss it. Get in there. Get in there. That's going to do it.
$5.
It's only $5.
Only
five. Free geography.
Unless you're talking to Ryan.
Yeah.
He's leading the geography class. Run away.
Just, yeah. I don't know. Maybe do the opposite of whatever the lesson plan is.
He's too busy at that Pennsylvania beach they got over there.
I'm gonna add a geography channel into the Discord. Only people who listen to this podcast will get it.
All right, that's going to do it. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Dynasty Big Board. If you haven't already, do us a favor. Leave a 5-star review on whichever podcast app you're using. Make sure you're subscribed so you never miss any of the Rookie Big Board action. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Later, taters.